Anybody looking for a place to live in a downtown area in Chittenden County can probably tell you the rents are pretty steep and the housing prices are pretty high. Officials say the housing crunch is hurting economic development there. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a new coalition wants to build its way out of that problem.
Kevin Dorn is the manager for the city of South Burlington, and he says he hears an all too common refrain.
I'd love to live here, but the housing is too expensive. Or I have a job here, but I have to travel an hour away to be able to afford to find a place to live.
Don Francis, the town manager in Colchester, is grappling with the same problem.
We need additional housing of all different affordability levels in order to attract the quality workforce here.
Dorn, Francis, and other municipal officials are among the more than 100 people who have signed on to a new campaign called Building Homes Together. Collectively, they'll attempt to pull the policy levers necessary to bring about the construction of 3,500 homes in Chittenden County over the next 5 years.
Building more homes together is fundamental to improving our community.
That's Charlie Baker, executive director of the Chittenden County Regional Planning Commission. The idea is to concentrate new housing in the downtown centers near schools, public transit services, shopping centers, and major employers. Over the past 5 years, the county has seen about 450 new housing units come online annually.
We're not addressing the underlying housing market and the underlying affordability of housing in our region.
Baker says upping the figure to 700 units a year and making sure they're within financial reach of low- and middle-income workers will help address the housing imbalance. And with more than 80% of Chittenden County businesses citing lack of housing as a key barrier to hiring and growing, officials say the region's economy depends on it. Baker says the Building Homes Together campaign isn't about one or two major initiatives.
This is about 1,000 little decisions, and being at the DRB meeting, being at the Planning Commission meeting, being at the Select Board meeting.
Members of the group say some of the hurdles to development are regulatory in nature. Baker, for instance, says pushback from neighbors can decrease the size of high-density housing developments that might otherwise begin to relieve pressure on the market. But it's about money, too. Colchester Town Manager Don Francis says portions of Colchester are primed for more housing.
But we do need infrastructure such as water and sewer to support additional housing or conversion of housing that is now seasonal camps to permanent housing.
Brenda Torpy, the CEO of Champlain Housing Trust, says upping the affordable housing stock will require financial commitments from lawmakers.
We have a shortage of resources and capital investment.
Members of the new coalition say intervening in the permitting process, advocating for public investments, and planning across municipal lines will help advance the housing agenda. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.